Well, howdy, pard. Here's an invitation to go trail dreaming out where the West really begins. Now you're saddled up, reins in hand on a good horse, in God's country, all kinds of elbow room, no horns a-honking or no loud music to dull the sounds of Mama Nature. Combine all this with your hosts, Andy and Jim Nelson, along for the ride. Now they're going to keep you where you belong, clear out west, with news, culture, poetry, entertainment, all from the hub of cowboy country where you are. Stay tuned, won't you, for the best in the West, bar none, and enjoy the ride.
Hey there, big feller. You know, my life coach informed me that I didn't make the team.
You know, I've often wondered, yeah, how do you get on that team?
I don't know.
And there's coaches everywhere.
I know there's life coaches everywhere on this, but I didn't make the team. All right. Clear Out West Radio Show, Andy and Jim Nelson, your hosts. Thanks for going for a ride with us, folks. One more time, one more week in cow country.
Now, welcome to our outfit.
All right. I love these. These are Chuck Norris jokes, and I just, these just make me laugh.
It tickles your funny bone.
I like these. You could even make these John Wayne jokes.
John Wayne.
Chuck Norris, whatever. All right. Okay. When Chuck Norris enters a room, he doesn't turn on the lights. He turns off the dark.
All right.
There you go. Yeah. Chuck Norris can hear sign language.
Yes, he can.
Yeah. Chuck Norris once got bit by a cobra. After 5 days of excruciating pain, the cobra died.
The cobra died. Of course it did.
Right. Yeah. Chuck Norris can unscramble an egg.
I'd pay money to see that.
I'm going to watch for that one. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Chuck Norris can slam a revolving door.
I'm still stuck on unscrambled.
Unscrambling the egg, yeah. When the boogeyman goes to bed, he checks in the closet for Chuck Norris.
See if Chuck Norris is under his bed.
That's right, yeah. Chuck Norris counted to infinity twice.
Now that's a man.
That's a man. This is a man's man.
Absolutely, yeah. Yes.
Chuck Norris can kill two stones with one bird.
Yes, he can.
Chuck Norris can make a Happy Meal cry.
I don't know if that's such a good thing, but...
Right. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Chuck Norris can win a game of Connect Four in three moves.
In three moves, he can make it.
Chuck Norris can dribble a bowling ball.
That would be a trick
there. Right. Yeah.
Can he gargle peanut butter?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, he can. Absolutely. Yes.
Chuck Norris can light a fire by rubbing two ice cubes together.
That's a new one on me.
Yeah. When Chuck Norris does a push-up, he isn't lifting himself up. He's pushing the earth down.
Earth down.
Yes.
There you go. I might have to try that.
Yeah.
Instead of up, do it down.
Chuck Norris can speak Braille.
Okay.
Right. Yep.
Yeah.
Chuck Norris once kicked a horse in the chin.
Uh-huh.
Its descendants are now known as giraffes.
Okay.
Yeah, I like that one. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Chuck Norris can strangle you with a cordless phone.
Yes, he can.
Yeah. Chuck Norris goes swimming. When he does, he doesn't get wet. The water gets Chuck Norrised. That
one's
stupid. Yeah.
Norris.
Right. Yeah. Chuck Norris can punch a cyclops between the eye.
Yes, he can. Split that eye.
Chuck Norris can make onions cry.
Oh, now that's a trick
when
right there.
When he peels an onion, the onion cries.
The onion cries.
Right, yeah. Chuck Norris can cut through a hot knife with butter.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. And he can divide by zero.
Now that's a trick.
That's a heck of a talent.
That's right, a heck of a talent.
We have a great show. Red Steagall's right along with us. Waddy Mitchell has some poetry. Trinity Seely, Robert Wagner, Lon Hanna.
Hey.
Yeah, we're going to start with our buddies from New West, though.
Hey.
Yeah, you betcha. This is a dandy, and it's a great way to start out Cow Radio.
Yeah.
Hey, pretty cowgirl.
Hey, 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 pretty cowgirl. Wouldn't you like to take some bit across that floor? I've been branding, breaking, 2 months I've been slaving. Now I'm working hard and spending all the money I've been saving. Round the time, the roundup's done. I got a strong inclination to have some fun. Hey, pretty cowgirl. Now don't you get the wrong impression of this cowboy. He ain't here to steal your daughters or your wife. Shake the rafters of some dance hall. Like some Mustangs, spent a year out in the wild. Please pardon him if he gets too excited. Forgive him if he lets out with a yell. He's just letting off some steam. Oh, baby, he's busting at the seams. Hey, 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 pretty cowgirl. Wouldn't you like to take a spin across the floor? I've been branding, breaking. 2 months I've been slaving, now I'm working hard and spending all the money I've been saving. Round the time, the roundup's done. I got a strong inclination to have some fun. Hey, pretty cowgirl. Well, don't mind him if his manner gets offensive. It's just his way of saying howdy do. Well, it ain't the time for punches to be pensive when they've been eating dust for months or two. Sometimes a cowboy's got to take the blinds off, open up and bust out of the shoe. He just gotta let it go. Baby, it's a rock and rodeo. Hey, hey,
hey, pretty cowgirl.
Wouldn't you like to take a spin across the floor? I've been branding, breaking. 2 months I've been slaving. Now I'm working hard and spending all the money I've been saving.
Round the time, the roundup's done.
I got a strong inclination to have some fun. Hey, hey, pretty cowgirl.
Good stuff there from New West.
Hey, hey,
hey, hey, pretty cowgirl.
Yeah.
All righty. Hey, welcome to Clear Out West Radio Show.
Yeah.
Sure glad you're riding along with us this week. You know what? It's not as easy as I make it look.
Absolutely.
This radio thing ain't as easy as we make it look. Yeah,
absolutely.
Right. We make it look pretty easy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Especially when people meet us in person, they think, holy cow, who ties your shoes for you in the morning?
My wife.
Right. I wear boots.
I wear slip-ons.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly. So there you go.
Right. It's not as easy as I make it look.
Yeah, you better just go ahead and start with horseshoeing then.
Well, let's do that.
Yeah.
You know, watch Dad for how many years?
Oh, my goodness. Yep.
Years and years and years. 10, 15 right. years. Get under your first horse.
Oh, man.
Ooh.
Fail miserably.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and fail miserably. But, you know, it's part of the learning process, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
So I'm going to brag on Big Brother Jim right here.
Ooh.
The only other farrier I've seen as good as Dad is you.
Yeah, bless your heart.
Now, Sam, nephew Sam, is getting there.
He's getting there.
He is getting there. Yep. Yeah. So I'm going to tell on myself. Because this is funny.
This is good.
It really is. So I just was feeling plumb lazy. So I called Sam. Said, mm-hmm. Sam, come on out. I need some shoes on my horses. So mm-hmm. Sam mm-hmm. comes out, and he's a-shoeing away, and I'm sitting there in the shade, you know.
Drinking lemonade.
Yeah, directing him from over where I was there. Yeah. Well, my wife Jacqueline comes out, and she starts watching. And she's watching Sam shoe, and she says, dang, she says, he doesn't make that look near as hard as you do, Andy.
Oh.
It was supposed to be a compliment to Sam, but it ended up being a little bit of a gig.
In my
ribs. It's like,
ouch.
Man, you make it look a lot harder than Sam does. Well, it's because I'm twice his age and I'm fat.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, leave me alone.
So just quit.
Give me a break here.
Made me laugh though.
Well, and the more you shoe, the better you get.
Well, it's like anything you do, right? Yeah.
Well, and then you find little things that shorten things up.
Oh my goodness! Exactly right. And Sam started when he started shoeing. He started using a hoof jack.
He knows how to use a jack.
My gosh, he can use that hoof jack.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it's still like a rhinoceros riding a penguin when I'm trying to use a hoof jack here.
Right? Well, I was thinking about a monkey and a football. But,
Well, yeah. Right. You can't use that description on the radio, but true. That's exactly what it looks like.
I have tried them hoof jacks.
Yeah.
It's a wrestling match like no other.
Well, I can use them real easy on the backs.
Oh,
it's just the fronts that just are so tough for me, and I end up throwing it away and sticking it between my knees again.
There's shortcuts here, and a shortcut there.
That's right.
You know, flip the rasp. Like you're juggling pins and
exactly.
Yeah.
We'll talk some more about this, but we're out to a commercial, and when we come back, Lon has some music for us.
Range Magazine is a national award-winning quarterly publication devoted to the issues that threaten the West, its people, culture, lands, and wildlife. No stranger to controversy, Range presents thought-provoking, common-sense stories on environmental and political problems facing the people who feed America. Range is on the front lines fighting against the burdens natural resource providers face every day and showcases a unique way of life and a valued and disappearing rural heritage by celebrating America's ranchers and farmers. Range is pleased to offer a special package to Cal Radio listeners. Receive a one-year, four-issue subscription to Range Magazine, and this year Real Buckaroo Calendar, a $33 value for only $20. This special is available only by calling 1-800-RANGE, the number 4, the letter U. That's 1-800-726-4348. And mention you heard it on Clear Out West Radio Show. Range Magazine, the cowboy spirit on America's Outback.